From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. As I speak to you today, I do so with a very heavy heart. In the last few days, I have watched a family pass through a dark valley of sorrow, more tragic than I have ever witnessed before as a minister of some 37 years. On Thursday morning, a young lady who had but a few years ago graduated from our Christian school was killed in a road accident on her way to work. On Saturday, her mum and dad and her brother and sister, along with David, her husband-to-be, stood around Melanie's grave in broken-hearted grief. They had just sung words from hymns chosen by Melanie for her wedding, planned for this coming Saturday. Surely we know not what a day will bring forth. But despite the deep sorrow which engulfed the family and friends, there was a glorious comfort. Melanie was saved. She had given her life to Christ. Her sins were washed away in the blood of the Lamb. She was taken before her wedding day into the presence of Christ. I'm going to play a psalm sung by the Whitfield Choir, of which Melanie was a member. It's the Shepherd's Psalm. She sings now in glory of that same Shepherd. Dear friends, be ready, be ready. The call may come at any time. Oh, be ready. May the Lord be pleased to comfort Melanie's mum and dad, June and Jeffrey Scott, her brother and sister, Gillian and Stephen. And may he specially draw near to David and to the grandas and the granny that mourn and grieve her passing. May the words of the Shepherd's Psalm bring comfort. Here's the Whitfield Choir.
Pastures free, he lives in me.
We have moved on in our study of Mark's Gospel to the verses 41 to 45 of Mark chapter 10. The news of the request that James and John made of Christ to sit either side of him in his kingdom soon reaches the ears of the other apostles. Their response was one of anger and indignation. They too shared the ambitions of James and John and were obviously put out when the two brothers got their claim in first. What a blunt reminder this is to every Christian that there remains within an old nature that will give rise to every form of evil desire if it is not constantly kept under the power of Christ. The Christian will not live under the power of this sinful nature, but may for a season yield to its temptations and demands. So it was with the apostles. James and John yielded to greedy ambitions, and the rest likewise yielded to the flesh in their sinful response to the actions of James and John. Please note that the outburst of sinful anger took place while the apostles were separated from the Lord. That's clearly indicated when it says Jesus called them to him. Nothing more clearly marks a man as having drifted from the Lord than his giving way to sin and temptation. Later, Peter was to deny the Lord, but it took place while he was separated from the presence of the Lord. Listen to these words, Luke chapter 22, verse 54. And they took him, that's Christ, and led him, and brought him into the chief priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. The disciple who draws away from the Lord is unable to withstand the attacks of sin and temptation. If the disciples were to be recovered from their sinful state, the state into which they had slipped, they must once more come back into the presence of the Saviour. Thus, Jesus called them to him. Sinful Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, Genesis 3 and 8. Sinful, rebellious Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, Genesis 4 and 16. If there is to be a recovery from sin, we must return, like the prodigal, to the presence of the Lord. When the Saviour had the apostles gathered around him, he spoke to them. God's ointment for backsliding souls is his word. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. There is cleansing power in the word of God. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15, verse 3. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalm 119, verse 9. There is a strengthening power in God's word. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Psalm 119, verse 28. It was by the words of Christ that the apostles were delivered from the snare into which they had fallen. The Saviour taught his disciples that the motives and ambitions upon which men build their empires will not be the basis of leadership in his kingdom. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Verses 42 and 43. How different is God's kingdom from the empires and kingdoms of men? In God's kingdom, the greater a person is, the more servile will be his disposition. The Saviour gave us the example to follow in John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Speaking of the Saviour, it says, "He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself, after that he had poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." The word minister, in verse 43, means attendant. The word servant, in verse 44, means slave. In God's kingdom, the higher up you go, the lower you will appear. The Lord Jesus is the living example of this teaching. "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark 10, verse 45. The humility of Christ led to his exaltation. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. This mind ought to be in us, the mind of Christ. It was not in James and John when they came with their request. It was not in the 10 other apostles, when they were much displeased at James and John. How fewer divisions there would be among God's people if this mind, the lowly mind of Christ, was in us. God bless you. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us then. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.